Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Wet.
Shake up.
to LaCroix for sending a day in the life of LaCroix. March 19th, location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Team Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Rishi. LaCroix.
J'adore vos vieux navires et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, tout, mais I love them, Jimmy, too.
The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vaughn Lalor. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Tables, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan. See in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Siren, three trophies, one cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number one, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, two trophies, one cash award of $500, mini grand prize number two, open to all foot and eyewear, two trophies, one cash award of $500, runway as a house, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. One trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. Two trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. Female figure, three trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure face, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girls, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Well, guess what? I'm here all by myself.
Anna, put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live. We're live back on the air of another installment of the show, which we're definitely going to have the House of LaCroix is definitely going to be on the lines, and they're going to be doing the show. Nicole is definitely going to be running the show because I have a lot going on in my life today. So Nicole's going to be running the show. If anybody's on from the House of Christian LaCroix, can you please press 1 at this time so we can definitely see your name, your number, and definitely bring you on the line. And Nicole is going to be running the show tonight. Any LaCroix representatives is on the line, please feel free to press 1 at this time. We are here and we are live. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Could you fix your voice? You're going to be all right. I'm sorry, but you...
I'm not all right, girl. I'm not.
You're going to be
all right. Yeah, I can. I'm going to be. I'm trying to, no, 15, I'm not all right. I'm waiting for the representative from the House of LaCroix to come on the line and press 1, but no, I'm not all right.
15, in here with me, please. 15, could you call into the show?
Yeah, 15, call into the show because you can do the show with Nicole tonight. I'm not doing all right tonight, everybody that's in the chat room. My whole building went on fire today in the Bronx, and I'm just sitting here, and I'm gagging. So, I'm not doing all right tonight. So, I'm definitely.
What news did you do that interview for? Because I was looking for it.
Hold on. Let me bring 15 on.
You gotta go with news.
Look at
you. You gotta go with news.
Hold on. Hello? Yes, you're live with Nicole 15.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. Kelly, what's going on? You sound depressed. What's up? What's going on?
My whole building went up in flames today, and I'm just gagging.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I got out the building, but I'm just gagging.
I'm just gagging right now.
But I waited for a representative from the House of LaCroix to come on. I don't know where they at. I'm waiting for them to come on the line so we can definitely do this interview.
about the LaCroix ball and how good it's going to be and what's going to be the fastest category.
Yes, well, I need Kelly, to find out where's what you say?
I was just saying, just make sure you pray tonight before you go to sleep.
I definitely am. You and Nicole, go ahead and talk. Let me. I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna try to find out where's a representative from the hospital acquired.
Okay.
They were just on. I was told they was on. Well, I actually went to red carpet for the last 3 minutes of the show, and I heard them talking on there. So I guess they may still be on there or something.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, what to tell everybody about the next show that's coming about, it's going to be the show based on mothers and chapter mothers and overall mothers and the things and conflicts and things that can arise between them. That's going to be a very, very special show. It's definitely going to be a ladies' show, so I want everybody to tune into it and everybody to be listening and everybody give their opinions and how they think the whole chapter mother and the fact that they separate, because, you know, at one time it wasn't like that. So now that it is like that, you know, how much have we gained from it? And have it been a real good thing?
And what day did you say that's going to be on again?
It's probably going to be on Monday. But it will be a blog. It will be a blog because Monday will be nothing but to recap the Rumble Ball. So I guess that would be nice.
Right.
I'm in my kitchen. I'm cooking chicken parmesan and salad and rice for my children.
Wow, chicken parmesan. That's cute. I actually had I didn't have any chicken parmesan today, but I made a chicken pasta with Alfredo sauce.
I want to make that, and I don't know how to make it.
It's so easy. It's really easy. All you do is, real quick, all you do is get some Alfredo sauce from the store, like the classical Alfredo. Don't get that ragu Alfredo. That's, like, horrible sauce. Get the class. It's called classical Alfredo, and you get, like, some pasta sticks, and then you get, like, some chicken. You know, you get the, you know, chicken. And you can grill the chicken. You make it grill. You know how to grill chicken, right? Like the grilled chicken breast? Yeah, you just grill the chicken or whatever, and you get like a little tender, and you just slice it up, and then you get your pasta running. It's a quick meal. It only takes about, 20-some minutes to cook.
Okay.
Only about 20 minutes to cook.
I wonder who's for the LaCroix ball, and what's going to be the definite categories? What should you think we should be looking out for at the LaCroix ball? Are there going to be any ballroom rivalries? I heard it was just mostly a best-dressed, like, situation.
Yeah, you know what? From what I've read on the flyer, it's given very much labels, best dressed, that type of function. But the thing is that not too many label girls, I think, is going to be coming to VA except for, like, Andre and a few other people because, you know, a lot of them are either in jail. Sorry to say that, but they're either locked up right now or, you know, they probably won't be coming out.
I'm looking forward to the LaCroix ball.
Me too. But I wasn't trying to be funny. Oh, my God. I was not trying to be funny. I was dead serious. Yes.
I mean, the facts are the facts. It remains that none of them are, you know, around. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think the lures may come out and play. I think the lures, if any house may come out and play, like, you know, 4-4s, I think the lures may come out and play because they stay, like, a lot of them are staying in D.C. and around that area. So I think it's going to be a cute ball, but I'm very interested in hearing about their description for their categories and what they're looking for because some of those categories
are so. Yeah. E.G., where are you? Hello, Seasons. Is anybody out there? Kennedy? Are you going to hit the floor? Maybe we can find out, get the LaCroix on the phone, and they can give everybody a real better description about what's going to go on at the LaCroix ball. But if there's anything that anybody would like to see go on at the ball or any special categories, you still can feel free to press 1, the number 347-215-6820. You guys can press 1, and you can talk about what you would expect to see at the LaCroix ball. What you may be doing.
I'm waiting for one of them to text me back and let me know exactly what's going on. I text Dominique, so I'm waiting for
Dominique.
From the hospital.
call. Yeah, I waited for somebody from Council to call to text me back because Dominique texted me. I didn't save Season and Kennedy's number when they was texting me because my phone was going through so much. And Dominique texted me just a few minutes ago about my situation. So I just texted him. So maybe he'll text me back and let me know when some one of them is going to be coming on.
Is somebody from Pittsburgh going to be there? And is there still no Legends in Pittsburgh?
Yes, it ain't no Legends in Pittsburgh, please.
Oh, my God, I like that. Ain't no Legends in Pittsburgh.
ain't no Legends in Pittsburgh.
I guess you and 15 will not be going to Pittsburgh because y'all going to get beat, too.
Why? Because we
Who's going to get beat?
You and Nicole, because ain't no Legends in Pittsburgh.
Baby. Girl, ain't no Pittsburgh Steelers going to beat me, honey. Them Steelers ain't going to beat me, baby. Please. I'm not worried about them girls.
So they better not go try to put their hand on me because they're going to jail.
So fuck going to jail, honey. I will bomb that whole ball up, honey. Fuck that, honey. They all would. Fuck that. I'll put that whole bitch on fire. Nicole, I will tap you and I will tap Kelly and I will tell y'all get out the building because I'm finna set it off, honey.
Oh,
get
shit.
Out the building. Get out the building.
Mm-hmm. I don't want no problems with Pittsburgh, but ain't no lessons on Pittsburgh.
Ain't no lessons, honey.
What's wrong with Paige?
I'm surprised they're trying to say that it's a legend. They only been really active like that maybe, 2-3 years or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I don't even know anybody that stays in Pittsburgh. Like, who stays in Pittsburgh?
Ain't no legend.
Like, who?
I like just the way that sounds. Ain't no legends in Pittsburgh. I've been saying that all day. Ain't no legend. I've been going to my building. Ain't no legend in Pittsburgh. They like, really? No? There's no talent out there?
Come on right now.
Come on, get it.
Y'all heard me?
Hello? Tabarum Overseer, the Laquan Ball is, I believe, March the 19th. It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Right, next Saturday. And for the girls that don't have a ticket yet or any hotel rooms, like I said, go to Priceline.com. Go to Priceline.com and get you a cute little room and get you a cute ticket. Please do not fly on Sunday Craft. Don't do it.
Yeah, because when he puts this point down, their chest bumping and the crowd is tapping. It's scary. They say, hey, we might come back and win this thing. Next fight, break. Let this go inside. 2 minutes old.
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I thought it was yours at first. I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put my phone on mute. I'll let y'all know when the Laquans come on. When they come on, y'all just talk, honey.
Okay.
You know, y'all can make up something, honey, until the Laquans come on. They come in. Put my phone
on
mute.
I'm just trying to get the bell ringing.
I wouldn't sound as high up as she should be sounding when your building burned down. But all of us,
yeah,
cannot.
I know.
I send you my prayer. And God will find a way to make everything all right.
Exactly. God will never put more on you than you can bear. That's one thing, baby. Yeah, but anyway.
That's great. So I want to know what conversation that I can spark up that will have someone come on the phone and let me have it. They're going to come read me.
I mean, I could go down the line and just pick somebody out and just feel like, you know.
I don't want to be too aggressive tonight. We're going to be classier. It's Wednesday. It's a laid-back night. It's raining outside.
Exactly.
And we're going to keep this, so we're going to have, let me think off my top of my head. What would I like to talk about? I don't want to talk about a legend. Because
Hi, guys.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, how you guys doing? Kelly, how are you doing? Oh, my goodness, I sent you on a Channel 12 News. I don't know what's happening. You wasn't picking up my calls. What's going on?
Wait. Kelly was on Channel 12 News?
Yes, with her red sweater.
Oh, my God.
No, she out here with a red sweater on with her house dress on, with her slippers.
Oh,
and I think she
wow.
got that computer. She definitely got that computer that iMac got out there. Safe as that. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, my
God. Trying to get a LaQuarta to come on. Are you going to Virginia, Tashawn?
No, I'm going to be in Vegas.
Oh. Oh, Vegas is cute. She's fun. She's so fun. I've been there so many times. She was so much fun. Oh,
yes, I'm staying at the Palms Fantasy Suite.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I know that house. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I want to go to Vegas, but I'm not sure. I'm not. They're trying to get me to go, but I doubt it. I think I'm just going to go to Vegas, and then I'm be in North Carolina. I'll definitely be in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a representative from the House of LaCroix on 215-520. You're live on the air on Lavish LaCroix Wednesday.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, Michi.
Hey, how are you? This is Michi and Mother Dominique and Overseer Seasons.
Hey, you guys.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
The whole house one, I just asked for you. Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. It's good to hear your voice.
And what's going on? Hi, everybody else in all the panel of the House of LaQuarta. How you guys are doing?
We're good. What's going on, Nicole?
I'm here. I'm blessed. I can't complain. So I'm with the, the ball is amped, you know, this weekend is job. What was it? Next weekend? Right, next weekend. Because it ain't this weekend because I get off this weekend. Right. So it's next weekend that I'll be in Virginia for your category. My first question I wanted to ask you, Michi, was because a lot of people have heard and said that most of the categories there are basically based on labels or best dress or a fashion. That should be the word that I use.
Okay.
And if there are other categories that just, I guess, that the whole, because I have not seen the categories, so you got to help me out. I haven't seen the flyer. It got stolen after you gave it to me and that was the last time I seen a flyer for it. So I didn't get to see the flyers to know if you had legendary categories, if you had femme queen categories, if you had, what are the categories that you have for the people that don't involve in fashion or do dress, breasts, or labels in those type of categories?
Well, the categories, I think what they meant were the categories are not a lot of fashion categories. A lot of the categories you have to bring it like maybe in a suit and things like that where you have to be dressed up. So it's a little bit something different for some, but, you know, nevertheless, it's a ball, and we all have to do something sometimes that's not, the norm for our category for a ball. But, yes, we have a lot of legendary categories. We have legendary Vogue Femme for the Butch Queens, and that's only asking for a black T-shirt with the year you started voguing on it. And we also have legendary Femme Queen Performance, which isn't asking for anything. Legendary Runway, which is basically the look is on you. So they're not asking for any specifics, like real heavy, like you got to be best dressed or labels or anything. And we have Legendary Femme Queen Realness, and I believe that's not asking for anything.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Okay.
And also, Nicole, if you don't have a flyer or anything else, they don't have a flyer and they want to look at our category, they can go to our house website at www.lavishlaqua.com, and they can see the category, click on a link, and it will take you to our online category, and you can view the categories there online.
Okay. Can you repeat that again for everybody else, just in case anybody didn't hear it? Could you repeat it again loud enough?
It's www.lavishlaqua.com.
Okay. Well, y'all heard that right here. Y'all can go right to the LaQuarta website, and you can see all the categories and anything that you want to know about the LaQuarta ball. Go ahead, Femme Queen. I'm 15.
I was just saying thank you, Stephen, for putting the link in the chat room also, so the girls in the chat room can see it also.
No problem.
And the ball is in Richmond.
Yes.
And what time is it all started? Because, you know, for those who go see, but just for the radio purposes, what time does it start and end? And are you definitely, Michi, going to say this is going to start on time? You be there, you miss out.
And that's exactly what I'm about to say. We are sticking close on time, which is 12 o'clock. So those of you out there that's listening, if you're coming to the ball, please be in the building by 12 o'clock because, as you know, we have a show with Raquel and Stasha, which is starting at exactly 12 o'clock, and the ball will go on from there. So if you think you're going to walk up in the building at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, you'll gag.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all heard that as well. I suggest y'all get to their ball. And the House of LaCroix has always been very serious and on point. So if you want to get your category and you want to be there to see anybody else's category, maybe we should all try to be there before 12 or at 12.
I do want to stress, though, at that place, were y'all having it at the Skatement of Richmond, the 5512 Hall Street in Richmond, Virginia, where y'all having the ball at? It's a very big place. It's a nice, nice place. But I know as far as the times, I would suggest for everybody to come on time because a lot of from the balls that I've been to out there, they don't play that whole, you know, stand at the ball till 10 in the morning. They don't really do all that. You know, they don't play with time. So I suggest everybody to come on time so they can finish all the
Well, what time do you expect for your ball to be over, Michi, for the LaCroix ball to be over?
Around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And will Grand March be in the middle or, like, the ending of the ball? Like, I mean, were you going to go through your categories first or just going to do just Grand March first, like, and just get that out the way?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet if we're going to do the Grand March at the very beginning. But y'all get...
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear me?
No, you cut off for a minute. What happened?
You got a better one?
Yeah, it's going to be in the beginning.
Okay. Caesar said it's going to be in the beginning.
Okay. Hey, Caesar, how are you? What's going on?
What's going on, Nicole? I said hi to you about four times.
I'm sorry. I love you. What's the tea? How's everything? Are you excited?
You know, I'm trying to get this leg together. That's all.
I was just about to ask you how that leg is doing. Are you out that chair yet?
I'm out of the chair. I'm actually on a cane now, but we're trying to get it together. I have physical therapy today.
Okay, you out that chair, though.
Yeah,
amen, you out that chair. So this is your first born.
Wait, hold on, Nicole. Hold on, y'all, honey. We got to pay some bills. Hold on.
Okay.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly thing?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga. La Croix, sweetie. La
Croix. The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skatland of Richmond, 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Sam Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Sam Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dressed, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix. bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. La Croix, Tracy. La Croix.
Okay, we are back here with the whole panel of the House of La Croix, and we're going over there for Michi and Season. Dominique, y'all all still there? 15?
Yes.
We are.
Okay, so why don't you guys start Season? You can tell us that. This is your first ball, right?
Like
this,
Kelly.
This is, and we had 7 years to get ready for it. We learned from a lot of other people's mistakes, so we got a lot of things together for this ball.
Yes. That was a real quick, fast response. Right? We had 7 years to get ready for it, so the House of La Croix been open for 7 years.
Yes, we have.
The number of completion. Okay, and now you're having your ball. 7 years, that's a very good number, everybody, seven. Okay, so how big is your house, Michi? And how many states, how far does it go down the East Coast or across the United States?
We have kids in North Carolina, Virginia, Philadelphia, and New York City, and D.C. right now, and a few in Baltimore.
Oh, so you're going to have a big Grand March.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big, the Grand March. It's going to be really, really nice. We put a lot of time and money into throwing this ball because, like, our whole goal was to throw a house ball, but not just for ourselves to say, oh, my God, we had a ball, but just for the ballroom community to say, oh, my God, y'all gave us something worth going to and spending money for. So,
and how much are those tables?
$2.
How much are they?
$200.
Okay.
And by the way, while we're speaking about tables, we don't. A lot of houses have been buying tables, so we have a few tables left. So any house out there that hasn't purchased a table yet, please get in contact with me, Michi, Season, or Khalil La Croix, and get your table because we have a couple of reservations, but we don't have that many tables left. So.
Y'all better get on it, or y'all be standing up. Is there any questions from the chat room or anybody that would like to ask the House of La Croix any questions about their ball and what time it should be starting and what should they expect? They should press 1. The number is 347-215-6820. Anybody that got any calls from the chat room, you can give them to 15 and she can ask anybody that's on the panel from the House of La Croix. So, Season, I know you help. You're going to be in the Grand March, leg hurt and all, right?
I'm trying to get there. Right now, that's all. I'm in heavy therapy right now.
Right, because it's your first ball, you know, and you know how much you are to the House of La Croix, so.
Yeah. I have a caller, 917-312. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. I just want to know what you're calling for between Pretty Boy.
The Screen Pretty Boy Runners.
Yeah.
It's actually a mini grand prize. It's $100, and it's Butch Queen Team Runners. It's a Butch Queen pair of executive and a thug, along with a pretty boy or a schoolboy. And we're looking for like the Diddy and Bentley duo. We're looking for you to be fashionably dressed. Highlight the business moguls dress, like the rappers dress when they go to like red carpet events. They be in like the suits. And we're looking for his assistant to be dressed kind of like how Mr. Bentley dresses, kind of like in a cardigan. This is how fashionably dressed. And if you walk pretty boy and if you walk schoolboy, you have to have the umbrella with you in honor of Mr. Bentley.
Okay.
So you got it?
Thank you, Carla. Do you have any other questions? Oh, well, he's gone.
Is there anybody else that's on the line, phone line right now that has any questions for the House of LaCroix? Their whole panel is on the phone. If there's something you'd like to know, somewhere directions or anything, you should be able to press one right now so you'll be able to speak to them directly. We hate for the day of the ball to come and you're calling everybody phone. Don't you hate that, y'all? And everybody's calling your phone and you're trying to get your makeup done.
Okay. Yeah, that's like the worst thing in the world.
443-825, you're live on the air on Lavish LaCroix Wednesdays.
Oh, I love it, Lavish LaCroix Wednesdays. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey.
I'm fine. How are you?
This is Remy out of Virginia. What's going on, Uncle Michi? I'm
Steven. Hey, Remy!
I'm a little late tuning in. I'm at work. So I just wanted to call in and say hello, and I can't wait to see everybody next week. This is going to be big. It's going to be over. It is going to be over the top, and I can't wait. So that's all I had to say, and now I'm going to press one again. Y'all have a good night. Nicole, Kelly, 15, love the show, and I'll see y'all next week.
Okay, same to you. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
All right, nephew.
Okay, so back to where I guess we're not getting anybody to be pressed the one, and then everybody be. I say y'all don't answer your phone the day of the ball. You just don't answer because you know everybody they want to hear everything and they want to know about. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is 15. I'm sorry. Something had happened. I didn't know I was still on the line. I thought I was off the line at first. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Hold on. We have another caller. The next caller is 646-474. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I was just wondering. Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I was just wondering, what is Running for the Twist calling for the LaCroix Ball?
Running for the Twist for the LaCroix Ball is called Twisted Realness. It's calling for, it's no tens. You don't have to get your tens for realness, and it's calling for you to be in a Michael Jackson inspired look.
Oh, Michael Jackson, beat it. Yes, all right. I think I'm going to walk that. Can I walk that, Michi? They are Michael Jackson. I love her. Michelle, can I walk that? my Michael Jackson jacket on, my S curl, it'll be on and popping. They doing everything else. Okay, in your realness with your realness with the twist, is that going to be get your tens as a realness guy and then
it's not running for the twist, actually we're calling it twisted realness. It's just like how Jeff when he does the twist categories where you don't have to get score for your tens. That's why we didn't call it realness with a twist because we just called it twisted realness. You come out in your effect, you don't have to get tens for realness that night.
Okay. So it's called Twisted Realness. Is there any Sim Queen face categories in the building?
I'm sorry, yes. Nicole.
I said, is there any Sim Queen face categories in the building? Did you hear what I said?
They have female figure face for $1,000.
Oh. Female Kelly knows all the
categories. Oh, baby, I know every category in the magazine, baby. I'm not playing with the girls.
Oh, okay.
Devin said, I'm not playing with the girls. Cut it out.
Well, we are giving away over $7,000 that night, so you know, y'all must be coming to take a lot of cash home.
Mm.
Oh baby, I'll be in my girls and my guys will definitely be in the building. My 12 Passions of Man is already on reserve for picking up Friday, leaving New York at 3:00 Friday night.
Okay.
While we're on this, Kelly, congratulations, Dominique. Congratulations to you and House of Mizzle for winning the cash in Chicago Weather Bureau Sports Bar.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to win the cash. Anyway, all right, so we have a whole wait a minute. So wait a minute. So you have the house with the most trophies?
No, we don't have most trophies. We're just giving away over $7,000 in cash that night.
Oh, goddamn. That's the same amount that Dee Dee won for Face.
Okay.
That's it. Okay.
They have best dress for $1,500. They have female figure face for $1,000. They have pretty boy realness, Miss Thing, that's also cash. Miss Thing, they have a whole bunch of host of cash categories, honey. The girls need to come and be in the building, honey, and get that cookie.
And let me throw out to everybody, if you go get your tickets, they round your tickets, $60. It's not expensive to get to Virginia. You can also get a China bus. Now I don't know about them China buses, but they are available. And if you're getting tickets ahead of time,
the Chinese bus from New York City, if you're out of New York City, you can get a round trip from New York at the Chinese bus for $30, and that's a round trip. And it's an express ride, so it's straight, it leaves straight out of New York City and then goes straight to Richmond, Virginia. And it's $30 round trip, $15 one way.
Do y'all have a hostess hotel in Virginia?
Yes, we do.
Could you give the name and the address to the hostess hotel?
Actually, go to the website. Our website displays, if you go to our website, you can find categories, you can find the host hotel, any information that you need about our ball, you can find it on our website. Or if you have a question for us, you can send us an email, and you can send us an email through our website, and we get back to you.
But for the people that don't have computers that are on the line, maybe they're
right, and the people
the
that don't want to go on the computer and to the websites, because I don't do that, and I got three of them, and the only thing I do is go to Blog Talk Radio and to Facebook, okay?
So we actually had two hotels. The one of them is already full to capacity. So the second hotel is at the Days Inn on Midlothian Turnpike. It's 6910 Midlothian Turnpike. And the rooms are $51 a night under the name of Lavish LaCroix.
Oh. Well, y'all heard
and
that. I hope everybody in the chat room heard it. Go ahead, Dimitri.
The phone number there is 804-704-7100.
Oh, and the hostess hotel that is filled up already. Which one? Where would that be?
No, we have two hotels. So that's the second hotel you can go to.
What's the name of the one that's filled up?
It's another Days Inn. That's full also. But we have the second one at 6910 Midlothian Turnpike.
Okay, y'all hear that.
And if you can book a room, you might want to hurry up because there's probably only about 10 rooms left.
Wow. Is there other hotels in the area?
Yeah, there are a lot of hotels actually on Midlothian Turnpike, which would be the closest place for you to stay to the ball.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the closest place to the ball where people should be looking for hotels is, what's the name of that beach again? Monopolia?
Midlothian.
Midlothian.
I'm actually
going to
spell it in the chat room right now. I'm in the chat room as we speak.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's why I think everybody that's going and getting the hotels and now every yard getting your hotels, then you should be doing it maybe in that area so that it will be easy for you guys to get to the ball, whether you be having taken a cab or you're driving.
There was a question that was. Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Well, I didn't mean to cut somebody off, but there was a question that was sent to me, and they just wanted to know. What categories are you all looking for? You know, are you all looking for, I guess, as far as the excitement? You know, what may excite you? What categories are you looking forward to?
Okay, this is Father Michi. I'm actually looking forward to Butch Queen Legendary Runway. Well, Legendary Runway, period, is open to all. I've gotten a lot of calls for that, and I'm looking forward to seeing the girls come out and play, the legendary icons and stuff come out and play. A legendary film queen performance, best dress is another category I'm looking forward to seeing.
Best dress as a house.
It's not actually as a house.
That's actually Raymond on the phone, Dominique.
Okay.
Yeah. Say hello, Raymond.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Raymond. How are you? Who is that?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How was everything? So, So you said you're looking for best dress, and what else, Michi, you looking forward to see? All right,
Legendary Film Queen and Butch Queen performance, and The Legendary Runway and the Butch Queen Runway. I'm actually, like, really excited to see those categories.
Okay, okay. Well, darling, this should be hot this next weekend. Everybody should be in VA. And where, is there anything going on after the ball?
It's we're having actually it's an after party the next Sunday. So if you're staying in town and you're in the city, you need something to do. We're actually having a party on Sunday. It's at a club.
Okay.
Meet you. No more information about that. I don't.
We'll be putting the information out throughout the week, and we'll be sending it out in blast and stuff like that. It's at a really nice club in Virginia. It's till 3 a.m. It's free before 11. And it will be $5 after 11.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's huge. Ooh.
Well, I suggest everybody that's riding on a budget and everything, because, you know, we have so many balls that are coming back to back, that you'll start preparing ahead of time, and you'll get your hotels and you get your travel, you know, and your airline tickets very free. You can always go to a whole bunch of third-party discount sites on the internet, so you can fly there, you can take the train there, you can take the bus there, and it also can include your hotel fees. So I think that everybody should be trying to do that if they're trying to get there. Sounds like it's going to be festive.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Nicole, this is Dominique. I want to clear up the one of our grand prizes, the best dress house. Because this is actually the most calls always come in, because people want to know what is exactly we're looking for a best dress house. So, Daddy, if you want to explain that.
It's actually not really best dress as a house, like the way that the choirs have walked it over the years. It's not like four or five members just coming in your best dress. It's actually best dress house. Like the way we come to balls at times where the whole house comes into the ballroom and they're all in one dress code and look really sad as a house. Really what the best.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to see that.
And that's for $1,500.
I really can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that would be challenging. So basically, my question is that they should all be coming in the building dressed at their best.
In the building.
Dressed at their best.
At house. You know, we put on the flyer, we gave examples of balls where we all stepped into the room and cohesive looks. If y'all could think back to, I believe, the Chanel ball in Atlanta 2 years ago, the house of Barson came in as a house, and Vivian and the girls were in gowns, and all of the guys were in black tuxedos, and they just looked sad. Like, we're looking for those kind of moments, like where the whole house stepped in and you just watching them, because they just have you in awe. They look so sad.
Well, damn, shit, I wish I ain't had my situation, because I would have hit the streets for that category.
I like that category, because you come into the board dressed as your best. So it's not really difficult to do, because once, you know, the category comes about, you know, just you and your house just step out of your table, and there you go.
Yep.
So it's not what happens to be changing and all
that.
The
thing about that category is also, you can use your own house's unique, like, style. It doesn't always have to be a tuxedo and a gown. For each instance, I know when I was a Mizrahi, and even still to this day, the Mizes do a lot of dress codes where they all in cohesive looks, and it's not necessarily gowns and tux and shoes. It's sometimes more of an urban style or more of a chic style, but it's still cohesive, and they still look nice as a group. So it can be your own house's style, but we're just looking for who's dressed in the cohesive look the best.
Okay.
Who best represents that.
That's not
it. Well, 15, is there any people in the chat room that have any questions for the House of the Choir panel?
No, everyone's just saying that the categories sound interesting, and pretty much they're talking about other shit right now. They're not even really talking too much as far as about, you know, any questions.
Oh, well, they must not be ballroom queens. Well, anybody that goes to balls and that walks balls and that's looking forward to going to the La Croix ball, which is going to be very festive next weekend, press one if you have any type of questions or would like to know anything about the categories. If you don't want to press one, you can always go to their website. Could you repeat your website again, guys?
www.lavishlacroix.com.
Right. www.lavishlacroix.com. Calm. Got it? Heard it? Good. So, if you have any questions.
And the website is also, if I'm not mistaken, on the commercial that plays on the show. So.
Okay.
I
well,
I just had a question just sent to me right now. Someone just asked about the female figure face for $1,000. They said, is it going to be two trophies, one cash, or is it just one trophy? Like, is it just one trophy, one cash? That's it. Like, will it be drag balance, stem queens, and, you know, whatever is going on?
It's actually two, one cash, and the way it's broken down is the new era of girls battle each other, and then the legendary and icons battle one another. So there'll be a legendary icon trophy, and there'll be a trophy for the newer generation of girls, and then the one left standing from each, era will battle for the.
Okay, got it.
So everybody gets a chance, and everybody stays in their category. That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah, because sometimes and most of us on the phone can relate. The legendary and the icon girls don't really feel like battling the new girls.
Right, absolutely. And I think it brings people out when they separated. We were talking about that yesterday. So the fact that it's feminine figure, females, whatever that stuff is, because I don't like it, Michi. But if it is female figure, however that goes, it is still saying that everything will be separated so people don't feel like that they shouldn't be up against people, you know, that they may not feel comfortable up against for whatever the reason is. So it still works out.
Yeah, it works both ways, too. I know a lot of times the newer generation, sometimes they don't want to battle the older generation because they might feel like it's shade or it's politics.
Yeah,
so it kind of works in both ways.
It keeps the battlefield level, you know, so everyone has their fair shot of being seen and noticed. I mean, because we all know sometimes legends step into on the runway and you can be this just eating it new girl and, you know, a lot of times the legends win. So it just keeps the battlefield level. And we just want everyone to have their fair share to be seen, make their statement, and, you know, like, get life. So.
Well, I think everybody should come out and walk that category. That should be interesting. The face category, that's for $1,000.
Yes, yeah. $1,000.
Go to that New York hotel again.
What'd you say?
I said, there go that New York City bell again.
Yeah, you know, I'm at my mother's house.
You can tell, girl, sis, it's going to be okay because you in my prayers and God fixed everything. Come on. You got that apartment burnt on down because you're about to get a bigger apartment with two bedrooms and an elevator and all that. Just watch.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I hope so.
No, honey,
I'm actually looking forward to that best dressed as a house category. That category sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if everyone knew exactly what y'all meant when they said it, so when they were getting prepared for this category, because the way y'all explained it, now that sounds big, you can't. Like, you know, and the way you broke it down as far as the look, you know, what is it that you can do, that sounds real cool.
Well, a lot of houses I know I've talked to, like they've called me and they already was preparing, so they pretty much understood it. But then there were actually a few houses that didn't, but they called about the category. Like the most phone calls that I've received were in reference to that category, the best dressed category, and the Butch Queen grand prize and the legendary runway grand prize.
I would like to see the legendary runway, and where is
it
going to
be hot? And I'm not letting out no secrets, but I know a couple of people coming. It's going to be hot.
I think whenever you give people the chance to express themselves like we're doing with that category, it just makes it phenomenal because the sky's the limit. So it's I just love it because you're not giving anyone any limitations, so they can basically do whatever they want to do. And in categories like that, I think you get the best turnout.
Right.
And actually, that category is an honor. We're actually paying homage to Naira, a.k.a. Raymond, and Michi, the legends in our house for Runway. So that category is actually in honor of those two individuals. So, and a lot of people that do look up to Naira and Michi, they're coming out and they're paying their home respect to them and walking the category. So we want to see a lot of old-time legends that we haven't seen in a long time grace the hit floor, hitting the floor for that category. So that's, like, one of the categories that I'm really excited about seeing.
Oh, sorry. I remember, well, Michi, you know, you kind of, I was looking at a tape. You may feel like old as dirt by this, but this was a tape years.
Oh, he is.
Oh, shit. This is the same years ago, Meechie, and y'all did winter, spring, summer, four at the Now Bar in Philadelphia. But this must have been 1997 or 6. You remember that?
It was Runway is the House?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Spring,
okay, it was 95.
Four. That was over. I had it on a VHS tape. You know it's
Nicole,
over.
Nicole, I'm going to call you because I need that. I need that. Oh my God.
I have that. I have that.
Oh my God.
I have that.
Oh my God.
Ever need this? Ever need that? I have that.
Hello, Meechie.
Hello, everyone. Meechie has been walking Runway and putting Runway Productions together. Would anybody ask him the time? How many
Meechie,
years actually been?
Yes.
Meechie, someone just asked from the chat room, can you explain the Vogue category? Because I guess they're saying that they bought a cat suit. They said something about a cat suit, but they want to know in detail what exactly are you all looking for on this cat suit.
Okay, wait a minute.
And it's for Butch Queen Vogue.
It's asking for fashion and effects. Tonight's trend is a sickening catsuit. So we're not looking for just go buy a one-piece unitard.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't want to give any ideas out, but you've seen catsuits that were fashionable. And we're just looking
right.
for a more fashion-forward catsuit. Maybe it may be the material you use that makes it more fashion-forward. Maybe it might be the way you design the catsuit, what you add to the catsuit.
Right.
But we're not looking for a traditional, just plain red spandex catsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just saying be fashion-forward and be creative.
Catwoman Harley Daly.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go.
Come on.
If anybody's on the phone line, do you have any questions, feel free to press 1 at this time. Please don't wait until next week, Friday and Saturday, to be wanting to call in the LaCrosse to ask categories. They're going to be too busy to be answering their phones for you girls, okay?
Oh,
ask your questions now.
Ask them for your mammy. Ask them for your pappy, your overseer, your godmother, and any other leaders that's in your house. You need to ask them now. We have 45 minutes left to the show, and the House of LaCroix has been on the phone, so if anybody have any questions, like Kelly said, they need to just be present. What will they be doing the day before the ball? Because, you know, I have to be there the day before.
Oh, this is good. Well, we'll be getting ready for the ball, but you can go to, it's a club.
Oh, shit.
Godfrey.
There's two clubs in Virginia on Friday. Depending on what type of crowd you like, there's Godfrey's, Godfrey's nightclub, and it's also a nightclub called Aqua, something like that, and that sort, on Fridays also.
I think I'll just stay in my hotel and wait for calls. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
And it'll be calls. Okay, make your money.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, well, that should be fun. I'm looking forward to see Legendary Performance. And is that mixed? Is that separate? Is that open for the Legendary Butch Queens and the Femme Queens, or is it just separate?
It's
separate.
And y'all have Runway as a House?
Yes, we do. We have the house.
Great. That's really fun, Meechie. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know what happened to it. Like, and then for a minute, it was really like the LaCroix and the Blonics, like, were the only two walking it, and the Prodigies here. And then, like, now nobody seems to walk it at all. Like, it seemed like the As a House categories have kind of, like, dwindled away, like, over the last few years or whatever. Even like the performance as a houses and stuff, like nobody's walking it. So it's like,
I think we should, as a ballroom community, I think we should start having them again. Because prime example,
yeah,
at the last Virginia Awards Ball, they have Runway as a House, and you have new houses that maybe didn't have it back in the day. They have Runway as a House, they have it now. Like the Cons can compete. I know the Milans have enough where they can compete. The LaCroix can compete.
Where is your Runway for the House at the House of LaCroix Ball? What is it calling for?
Maybe.
One second.
I don't have a website, and I don't know how to use my fingers.
I'll let them read it then.
Dominique, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say it. It's at the mini grant. It's, no, it's not. I'm on the wrong thing.
It's under Open Tall.
Yeah.
Runway's House is under Open to All. Is there any specific thing it's calling for?
Yeah, it actually just asked me to pick a designer and take four of his looks and bring it to life on the runway as a house. So, like, it's just regular runway as a house, but we just asked you to pick a designer, pick four of his looks, and, you know, make it do what it do.
And the look
can be any season,
and
it's four different looks from one designer.
Right. But it said the looks must be from the same collection. So if you choose whatever collection you choose, it has to be from that same collection. So if you choose something from the past, it has to be from that same.
So if you do Gucci 98 Spring Summer, then that's where all your looks should be from.
And like Mitri said on another talk show, you know, it's important to make it something that people are going to notice. So if you want to pick looks, pick things that, you know, right off the bat, no one has to question because it's been a popular look. Everyone's noticed it or seen it or has seen the runway show, and it's recognizable. Don't pick something or a look that someone has to question, like, whose look is that? You want something that right off the bat, you know, example, Alexander McQueen. Like Nietzsche said, everyone has used that. Just pick a look that, you know, right off the bat, the judges are going to know. This is nothing that they have to question.
Okay. My other question is a very, very, very important question for the icons and people like me that take shots. Is it going to be food, dear?
Yes, we'll be selling food and drinks.
And no, I didn't give a damn. I mean lots of food, though.
Lots of food.
I got a place to sit. This is gonna. They're gonna have food in Virginia. Anybody on the phone lines that like to press 1 and speak to the panel of the House of La Croix, you need to do so now. If you don't know the number, 347-215-6820. We're only here a limited time. Don't go calling them later acting like they never respond to discuss their categories and any questions that anybody has to have. They do have a lavish La Croix ball to get ready for. I like that lemon. Oh,
and this is another thing that I kind of think is important. I know everybody will probably be bringing their effects, and they'll need scissors and things like that. Things like that will be confiscated at the ball. So kind of try to prepare, like, to the hilt, you know, so that things don't have to be taken from you by security, because scissors, razors, and things like that won't be permitted in. So if you're going to do
that,
you know, because we don't want that confiscated. Like, although we're going to try to have a pair of scissors up by security if you need to use them for your effect or whatever the case may be, but things like that won't be allowed in.
Well, there'll be no sharp objects allowed in the building. So I'm pretty sure it's for my safety. So don't think to bring any.
Exactly.
And let's all go to the House of La Croix Ball in peace. It's a very peaceful house, and they always respect everybody else, the venues, and everybody else's ball. So let's all of us in the whole ballroom community get together for one night for love and have a real great, great time. I want to see Runway as a House. I want to see how that's going to go in a different effect. Everybody's going to come and go. I would like
to ask you, Nicole and Kelly, like, just as, you know, someone coming to the ball, not actually a La Croix member, what categories are y'all looking forward to seeing at the ball?
Well, mine would be the house, the Runway as a House, and any house production, which means Best Dress as a House. And the other one would be Performance, Legendary Performance. And yeah, that's yeah for me. That's what it would be for me.
Maybe you and Derek just way together, Nicole.
Huh?
I said maybe you and Derek should storm the runway together.
What category?
That legendary performance.
That's legendary performance. That's not legendary away, or how, or is it just performance period? Well, here, tell me the category for that legendary performance.
It just says legendary performance. Legendary performance. What is your circa? In a black T-shirt with the year you started, voguing hit the floor. Circa.
That's
that's 20 years back. Y'all trying to get me to spill tea?
No, hold on. It's broken up. We have to. It's not one category. It's Butch Queen legendary Butch Queen performance. It's called for a black T with the year you started voguing on it. And legendary femme queen performance, which is actually co-sponsored by Barbara Throwback. It's you just come out and eat whatever you want, just come out and so on. But just be less.
Well, you know what? I have a problem with, and maybe I'm going to speak up for it and everything. I've been voguing always since 1995, and what I notice is when you put the legendary, the reason why I don't do that because it doesn't mix. So I'll be the only girl voguing the O, and everybody else will be doing cat, kitty, kitty, cat, and all that stuff. So I don't see how.
Well, Asian might come out.
But you know what?
Have the O way.
Maybe Nicole, that's a category that needs to be, added back into the mix of things because once upon a time, you remember Sim Queen Vogue Butch was a popular category.
Very, very. And Miss Indy and Miss Ashley used to tear it down. They used to go at it. And, of course, Miss Sandy was the ending leading of that category. She's a legendary from Queen Vogue. But both of them are. But I think that's what it is because now, for me, I think I'll end up processing five. By the sixth one, my titties hurt, my butt hurt, and I can't breathe. And they win. So I actually won, but I'm a... So I have to battle nothing but guys. And, you know, that's why I say that's a hard category for me, and I don't like to debate it with people because you can't debate it for me until you can actually really get out there and lock with these guys that got muscles, and I still don't have any. And I'll be, you know, it'd be really gag sometimes. But they just do open to all way. They don't do Femme Queen Vogue Butch. And I think that is Nietzsche because no one has actually took the initiative other than myself to strongly stay at the category. Deja has walked it once or twice, but other than her, no one has actually really, you know, stepped out there as a femme queen to walk the old way. And maybe that's why they just
called
it for.
To Dominique or Michi or Season, I have a quick question. I want to know, are the categories, the cash categories, are they, is it three or more must walk, or is it if one person walk and they get tens or whatever and that's that? Do they still get the prize? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, if you get through and you get your 10 and you win the category, you get your money.
The LaCroix is not those cheap houses. Only cheap bitches do that.
Yeah,
they don't want to give up.
I don't love it.
Totally. That is horrible. That is so late. I think that's like one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. If you want to give out your money, just give out your money.
Yes. I agree.
They said lavish, LaCroix. Believe it. Please believe it. Part with
page. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
With the turnout of Vogue Sim, and, you know, like sometimes they bring it down three in process of elimination, or sometimes they allow them to get their 10. And with so many people walking Vogue Femme, what is the best way, or what is the way that you like it being done? Do you like each one to battle, you know, come down, get their 10, stand to the side and battle, or do you like process of elimination?
Now, today,
they be live.
Well, the way the category goes, and I say this for the contender that is actually out there challenging, you know, going against someone else, I'm going to go for process of elimination. Because if you're the first bitch that can come, and if you don't win and you sent on seven people, they're going to talk about you more than they talked about the winner. Because you sent practically the whole category. I do believe there's a time for, you know, to allow them to breathe. But as long as they can go, you have a really good performance and you get passed to a category. Realness with a Twist and Butch Queen Vogue Femme has became, with all due respect, almost a half an hour to an hour category.
Exactly. You know I think
the girl should come out like back in the days, because bitch, like back in the days, Ashley and Sonia would come out and they would vogue down to three different motherfucking beats, bitch, and still be out there fucking voguing. These girls want to come out and vogue to one fucking song. Talk about they gotta catch their breath. The girls in the back in the days never caught their breath.
Right, that's what I said. Right, if you could go on and tear it down, but you know what? Another thing is, everybody wants to get an individual life. I'm gonna tell y'all all a little secret. The way balls were made hot, and the way you got your life and talked about, even when you didn't win, is when you made it hot. So getting your life is not what you feel. You want to be the only person on the floor. If she's on the floor and you decide that you want to be on the floor with her, get on the floor. No, this is how you get your life. You want to, you go first. Yo, you go first. Go. No, you go first. Now, go ahead. And as you ever noticed that when the girls is lined up, some of the girls will start going to the back while the other girls is getting pushed up to see how far that they're all going to make it.
Nicole, I was at a ball one time, and it was I was in the back, and it was probably like, I could say, 15 people vogue and film that night. And Cassandra came out first, and they wasn't doing 10s because everybody was in the line because they thought everybody was getting their separate 10. So there was, like, no process of elimination. Who want to battle Cassandra? None of those people wanted to battle Cassandra, so nobody else walked. And I think if you want to battle somebody, you're going to battle them no matter what. Everybody,
right.
Everybody wants to get their personal life with them, with these 10s and all of that.
No, it's because people want to vogue so much, and that's why I say it's about the parents and teaching them, and you got to go. You got to go on what you know. You can't be scared. You can't give that. You can't. They have low self. They nervous. You got to hit there. You will be the one. I used to say this line. If somebody big and bad meets you, they big, they bad, they known for stabbing people and everything. They known for beating up everybody. And if you are in an encounter with them and you're arguing or whatever, my rule would be to knock them first, because if he wore you out for what he's known to do, what people will talk about is, did you see how Miss Nicole knocked the shit out of this child? So in order to actually, if you take that and use it in a positive sense, and you see somebody on the floor that you may don't see, but they are the up and runner right now, it's to go get them. Don't go to the back of the line, because you'll never get evidence. No. If you could get them, if you just keep backing up, I'm going to the back. I'm not going. You go ahead, girl. You go ahead. I watched them do that. You go ahead.
That's
push
so,
the other one.
So I have a question
at the end of the day. So at the
go ahead.
So
at the end of the day,
you think. So at the end of the day, you think process of elimination.
Yes, I think it also creates a star
to get through the category and.
And create a star. Yes, I do. I think process
of
elimination, like Kelly said, no, I'm tired. And this bitch, you like, go get some air. She like, bring it. You know, and all that ambition and all that energy.
I have not seen a bitch do that since last month at the Rumble. Tails, motherfucking tsunami. I asked her, I said, you want a breather? She said, no, I want to go.
Right.
The next
yeah.
Bitch,
yes.
I said,
yes.
You want a breather? She said, no, I want to go. She battled all those bitches until they said,
yes.
Grand prize, tsunami.
Yes,
all right. Yeah. Yes. See, that's over. See, I would go home going crazy about her. If I was D, I would be going crazy.
15 girls. Nicole, she had battled 15 girls back to back to back. She did not give a fuck.
Oh, wow.
She didn't give a fuck. She battled.
See,
like
now, those were that's that Laomi and Cassandra stuff. And look at them today. So if you really want to be in the seat where you got to go, and you ain't always going to win, but you got to go, you got to keep going, you got to keep going, and you got to be unbothered. So if that, I think, yes, I think that your category will be very long.
One thing I will say, though, on the other side of the fence with that being said, I do like that, but it depends. When it comes to Vogue Femme, especially nowadays, Vogue Femme is so much much more high-paced than it was back in the day. And it's way more active for acrobatics and stuff like that. So I think maybe after the second battle, the third battle, that's what should be able to rest.
No,
I think that's what they chose
to do. I don't think.
No, I'm not saying with Tails. I'm not saying with Tails. I'm saying if for Vogue Femme, if after the third person, I think after the third battle, the person should be able to rest and take a breather after the third
battle.
That's
if they want,
because
Dominique. I think that's if they want.
No, I understand that. That's what I'm saying.
I think everybody, we should always leave the option. We don't want to kill nobody on the floor. Oh, no. So I don't misinterpret me. I think with that, if they choose to say they're too tired, or if we look at them and see that, oh, this child is really gagging, it's to put her to the side and send the next one. But process of elimination will get through the category, and it will create a star. Because the bitch that, if it's two bitches, if you have 20 people, like it is now, and one bitch turn 6 and 6, you created 2 fab stars, because now somebody is speaking about her. And don't forget that bitch who created, that's a lot of people that they process all back to back to back. And then the people that they could be processing could be somebody. So I think it creates a real, like, yes, bitch, and it keeps the ball going, and it keeps going. Where's this? Who's next? You next? Who? Okay, you. That's too much work. Bring it.
I
have a question
about
me, but this is Vogue Femme category. Are y'all really going to be getting to the Vogue Femme part, like the elements, or is this going to be another category of spins and dips? And
dips, the Afrobacks, and We Are the Kiki, and dancing,
yeah,
of all-star dancing.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Well, it's not only the quads that we have to do with that. We hand selected our judges panel. And with our judges panel, we have discussed our categories, what film and what we were looking for. But when it comes to Vogue Femme and things like that, sometimes it's a lot of personal opinion. So it's what does the judge like more as far as a performance? Because me, on one hand, I might like somebody that's slow and soft and kind.
Right.
And Michi might like somebody that's more dramatic. So that really is, that falls on the judge's personal opinion when it comes to stuff like that.
No, I'm not talking about something
in my
dramatic.
Opinion,
I'm Go ahead.
In my opinion, you go for what moves the crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. in anything you do, you're going to appease the people that pay to see you. So with Vogue Femme, like Dominique said, it's a matter of opinion, because it'll be a bitch that comes down the runway and she's soft and cunt and she's just eating it. And then it'll be someone who gives you the over-the-top dramatic that sells it to the crowd. At the end of the day, it's all about moving the crowd. Because once you mm-hmm. move the crowd 9 times out of 10, you sway the judges, you know. So mm-hmm. I don't think it's a thing where we have to say, like, okay, what are we looking for? You do what is going to get your point across in that category.
Okay,
okay.
That worked. I like that one. Now, what is your all-way
category?
This is
all-way
category.
All-way versus new way, yes, and it's calling for a biker boy effect.
A biker boy effect?
Yes.
That's all right. To all the people who just never puts it on the category, I am still the grand prize winner. I'm undisputed. I have not been beaten by another female yet. Maybe this will give y'all some courage. I need someone to come sit me down.
Well, you know what you need to do? You know what you got to do? Queen
Judge Vogue Butch, I am undisputed. Check my fucking record. There has not been a femme queen that has got me that I have not gotten back either.
East Coast versus East Coast. Femme Queen Vogue Butch.
Miss Singh, guess what? You know what? I'm scared. Because don't touch me, Miss Singh. Because you ain't locking with
you.
I'm just like your mother.
I got a train, but you want to know something? Wait, Kelly, because Kelly, I've never seen you vogue the old way.
I know how to vogue. Your mother taught me. I'm going to lock your motherfucking ass. Hold on, you got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on E! On Lavish Nicole on Wednesday.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Remember Derek Icon Ball last year?
We're not going to do this today. Hang on, please.
I remember anything. If you're talking about what we just talking about, look my homework.
Hold on, Nicole. When
LaCroix
say flash somebody, y'all girls
are
going to get flashed.
Because it's Lavish LaCroix night. And you
right.
know what?
Right.
I don't know what you came up here to say, but I'm going to say this, and everybody on the panel knows this that knows me. There has not been a femme queen to beat me for the old way yet. And I have consistently demolished the boys. So I don't know who was going to say what, but that's one category I'm not going to be disputed or argued about. You can go completely check your homework with that. Not one yet. And I wish we get one to do, though. I thought Miss Alexis was going to bring it to me, Kelly. You made it hot. All she did was beat me up on the runway. And, I need someone that's going to vogue the old way. What's the next hot femme queen,
what I was
Vogue
saying,
Butch?
What I was saying, Nicole, when I was saying train, I was saying maybe you got to dig it down deep and train one of these new kids, one of these new film queens, because there's nobody out there that's training them, so they don't know what they're doing,
right,
or they don't want to do it because nobody's out there.
You a gag, Dominic. I have had a couple of them to come here and spin around on my floor and tell me they wanted to do it like me, but I don't think that they get discouraged, because when you see that butch queen coming out there, darling, and he's going north, they're discouraged, and they never separate the category to allow them to do that. Sometimes somebody says something.
Oh, no, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you stuffing your face? Because you can do that on mute, Cal.
I'm not stuffing my face, bitch. I'm actually sitting here gagging, honey. I'm trying to find out what I'm going to wear tonight to go to bed.
Oh, shit.
To go to bed?
I don't have nothing your size, but I got food.
Bitch, I don't want no food, bitch. I want a new apartment.
I got prayer. Okay, I'm going to do whatever I can. I got prayer for you. How about that?
I think
what you said, Dominique, is really clever or whatever, but I may be just getting up and over it and may decide to come follow you down when you'd hit the floor, because that would be interesting. You know, imagine me like Tyra from back in the days, and you hit the floor like Runway, and I'm just right behind you in a nasty pose, bitch. No one ever thought about it. Wouldn't that be sickening to see me, Chi? You gag. I just start walking Runway.
I would gag.
I would just start. Remember when Tyra used to walk Runway? Runway used to be a very phenomenal category. And everyone, like the Jordans and the Karans, Michi and them, and Jay, everybody had their own unique style and their own tricks up their sleeves. Let's not forget
the
Revlons.
That's so true. The Revlons came a little later, but. That's
mind you, what was the one at the Mark Baldwin when the Revlons came in the purple, and then the St. Clairs came in the black and the leather, and it was a couple other houses. Do you remember what year that was?
I think I saw that tape. Was that 97?
Oh, yeah, no, this is the Mark Baldwin, so this was like 94. And was the Revlons, and they walked Runway. Runway, so I'm definitely looking forward to see Runway at your ball. That I want to know if anybody's bold enough. If I would have known of it, being that my house is not Kelly's, my house is going to be the next Runway house because of all the girls that I have that walk Runway and that slays it, I would have participated. That sounds very over.
Oh,
and I wonder if they're going to be able to do it. What happened?
So you said y'all's gonna be the next Runway house. That means that you're talking about after LaQuaz, after we start walking, right?
Yeah,
no, I'm talking about that when I come on the floor, I'm coming straight to you.
I'm going to send them straight
to you. You got to go straight to it. This is what I know I got to do. You know, when I became mother of the house, I said I got to go straight to the Mizrahis. You know, you got to go straight to where it's going to get you to the top. And that's why I said process of elimination and doing that at the ball is perfect, and people shouldn't be scared, because that the person you want to be like and the person that you see that's gotten all the spotlight, that's where you got to go. So I walk that way. I'm going to go straight to Dominic LaCroix. Yeah, I'm going after him. Yes, I am.
Hey, guess what, Nicole? Hey, guess what they're going to say? Grand prize, Mizrahi, $5,000, bitch.
Okay, Kelly. It depends. You're not a Runway. You don't have more Runway girls than me, girl.
Oh, baby, I don't have to have Runway girls, baby. I just need that powerful, deadly one to say. So you talk about process of elimination. We're going to have process of elimination. I'm going to send out the legend, the Nagio legend.
Oh, well, where's Warren? Do you think Warren is going to come to the ball and walk Runway?
Yes.
That would be so nice. I've seen him at the ball. I would love, that's an old face. I would love to see some of the older Runway girls. I would love to see Tyra hit the floor. She's still around. I would love to see some of the older Runway girls.
Like I said, not saying no secrets, but a lot of people that you name it are coming to this ball. It's going to be a lot of,
yep.
Like I said, it's going to be a lot of legends that people haven't seen in a long time, especially Runway, that's hitting this floor from New York to Atlanta. They are coming out, the legends. So,
that would be very interesting. I gotta give it together. So what I'm gonna wear to the LaQuaz ball, darling.
Oh, I have a question. Who's commentating the ball? Who are the commentators?
We have the Icons. The Icons, Jack and Selvin. Selvin wasn't on commercial, but Selvin, my mother, she is commentating. So we have the Icons, Jack, Selvin, and Jay, and we have Kevin Prodigy from out of Philadelphia. So we have four commentators, and the DJ is one of us.
Wait, did you say Jay? He's commentating.
Well, yes, we have four.
Oh, my God.
Jack,
oh my God.
Jay, and Stella.
What do you mean? Queen, what's the problem, Jay? It's been compensating for a very long time.
I know. I've been dealing with it for the last 15 years, honey. I'm over it.
Everybody has their own personal. Everybody has their own personal taste in compensated. Some people want thing, or some people like the other. So we pleasing everybody because some people love Jay. Some people love Jack the most. Some people love some of them. We're getting the best of each taste of each world. So we got Jay, Jack, Selvin, and Kevin.
And before you had Jack and Selvin, the number one question of tonight is, who did you have before them?
For us commentators?
Yes.
We came down at it. Was all of one. It wasn't like one before the other. We all sat down and we said, we want
no,
like,
no,
this board,
I asked the history question. I said before Jack Michi, or maybe Michi or Caesars or someone who
Eric
knows,
Bizarre.
Kelly.
Eric Bazaar.
And...
Kenny.
That's right.
That was Kenny.
Right.
That was Kenny. That was
the
Misha.
Don't
that was Kenny. Misha.
Hold on. Hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air last Wednesday for the LaCrosse.
It's a legit.
Hang up. No. Hang up.
That sounds like when I said no, baby, don't go nowhere. No, don't go nowhere. Ever said no. Hang up. Y'all crazy. Well, yes. Well, that's all right, Dominic. Y'all gonna gag. And Kelly, and you. They said that you was walking runway. You gonna be running away, honey. Y'all all gonna gag.
I'm not walking runway. I'm walking down the runway. I'm not walking runway, honey. I'm sending all my dogs to the back of the floor.
Oh,
Kelly,
I'm nervous.
Hold on, Kelly.
Yes.
Do you remember? This is Dominique. Remember when we walked team runway? You and Jennifer Battle and me and Caliente.
Yeah, honey. I can't wait until next Saturday because I just want to see who's going to win the best dress for the 1500. I want to see who's going to win female figure face because I know that category, that female figure face for the 1000 is going to be really hot because it's in between Atlanta and it's in between New York, Richmond. So I know the girls is going to come out and play. So I know it's going to be a cute category and I can't wait to see Legendary Film Queen perform it. I hope those girls come out and vogue. And not come out and give me a sassy performance.
And honestly, first of all, you already know that Sasha and Raquel are going their performance. So who knows? They might want to pop up and walk that category tonight. And those two ladies that give me my life for a fencing face, how they perform and things.
Yeah, they give
so,
me my life too, but they're not gonna win because I already know Miss Dee Dee and Temperance is coming to the ball.
Oh, darling! Oh, they're making it hot.
Yeah, so baby. You know that they say that Alyssa and
hot. Y'all making it hot on this damn line. Mm-mm.
I guess I'm gonna have to send my sex changes out.
I wonder, are we talking about? Oh, I know what sex change we're talking about. Okay.
I think I'm gonna have to send all three of them out.
Oh, well, I wonder if Amaya is going to decide to hit the floor.
No.
Amaya.
No, she's not going to walk.
Oh, shit.
She's not. Mm. She's not going to walk.
You don't believe it?
No.
Well, so Dee Dee is the house queen face and the only Chanel that's pumping.
No, Amaya is walking Femme Queen sex siren now. She don't walk face really anymore. So I think
we might see Rose on the back of that runway.
Mm. And you know what? I would like to see Shanice Ebony on the back of that runway.
Oh, y'all better cut it out up in there.
No, I would like to see Coco on the back of the runway.
I want to see Alyssa.
You know what? I want to see Miss Alyssa for runway, darling, because Miss Alyssa or Tyra walks through the building, everybody else needs to sit it on down.
So
Well,
hold on. While we're talking about the, don't forget the new school. I want to see Nadia.
Call
it. And Trace. Yeah. How about Trace?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, where's Trace? Are you going to have her here? Is she going to be in the building overall?
We don't know, honey. You got to wait until Saturday and see.
Well, they are giving out $7,000, and you pretty money hungry, so. Okay.
Yes.
And we got a 75-foot runway for the bitches to walk there, too.
Season, I have a question, though. Since you walk, since you're legendary for drag, you're legendary for drag face, correct? Now, why would y'all put Miss Marco Herrera on that flyer?
Oh, sure. Listen, this is not going to be a Marco show.
Okay.
This is the Lavitch LaCrosse who doesn't get into that.
No.
Marco Herrera and everybody's opinion has a different opinion, and we're going to leave it for Monday and Tuesdays. Thank you. I do not want to talk about Marco tonight.
Yeah,
I got Herrera on fire. Not tonight. We can talk about their boys, though. So. We've been talking about that. I had a ball in Chicago with them.
Well, I can't. You know what? I like about I like about that female figure thing for $1,000. That this is going to be a category. This is going to be a category like no other because.
I'm listening. What do you got for us? Come on, give us a juice or something.
No, because I'm saying the girls is going to be hiding out all night and they motherfuckers. This is going to give you that face category is going to give you back at the Mark Ballroom, back at the motherfucking everybody's hiding out in their cars, bitch, and they call the category, and bitches are just storming the back of the fucking runway.
Kelly, if you want to put the pot on the, if you want to put the kettle on the stove, pour the tea, girl.
Okay.
What you know?
All right, because you're giving a lot about this space. You said it three different times, so I guess Trace is in the building.
I can't give no names, but just know that I'm going to have four girls on the back of the runway for that category, but I'm not going to give no names. You got to wait until Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I guess you said, okay, anyway, just to know, you're talking about right in the car, we are putting that category. We're not going to out the categories yet, but it will be in the first half.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Kelly, what's the cute little girl y'all the tsunami bowl?
Oh, Cookie. My daughter, Miss Cookie.
Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll see you on the runway.
The one that took my daughter point.
You know, Miss Cookie just came from Chicago.
Taking my daughter point.
And she won new face, and she wants woman's face. I don't know if I'm going to bring my daughter Cookie out. We got to wait until Saturday and sing.
I mean, why not? She's singing.
You never know, honey. I might have to bring my daughter Miss Cookie out. You know, my other daughter, my other butch queen up in drag face. You know, a couple of the film queens.
Okay, and Miss Therese.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Kelly, I want to tell you a secret, not because
I
decided.
Don't forget about Barbie.
Jessica.
You know what? Where's Barbie at? I haven't saw her for a long time now. Where
Barbie Mizrahi? Do you think you could bring her out, Mother Overall?
Miss Barbie is a new woman. She's a new woman, and she lives in L.A. She lives in L.A. now, so I don't know if she's going to be. I got to wait next week and see.
What? The woman is for female figures. Walk there.
Yeah, she's a new woman. She might, you know, she lives on the East Coast. She lives on the West Coast now. I don't know if she's going to fly to the East Coast this weekend. Y'all got to wait until next weekend. She got a lot of new work done.
It could be. There's some legendary face that can come and shut this from the old school. Y'all got one, Michi?
Uh-huh.
You got a legendary face from old school that can come and close this building.
I heard Tanae's supposed to be in the building.
She's not going in.
I can't pick.
No legends in Pittsburgh, y'all. Stop. Oh, you know what, Michi? I saw Tanya Prada, darling. Let's not think every girl is gone, and Miss Think was king. So all the girls are not going, honey. Tanya Prada was in Chicago, learn it, baby. And she looks just like she looked at 15 years ago.
Well, Ashley, is going to be in the building.
Well, I guess the Mizrahis is expected to win that $1,000.
Well, you never know, honey. Is the cards coming out?
Yeah, I mean, well, did I discuss anything about this house and what am I doing?
Oh, because I want to know. I want to know. Is it gonna be? I want to know. Is it gonna be a rematch from the Evisu Ball?
What do you mean a rematch from who?
Shannon, and Trace.
Oh, I want to know what Shannon is doing. But you can bring Trace to the runway and see.
Wow.
I think you should bring Trace to the runway and see.
Wow. We're going to have to wait until Saturday and see. I cannot wait. I cannot wait until Saturday. It is going to be so much fun. Friday night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting on the road, and I will be in Virginia early. Me and Jack and all the kids will be in Virginia early. So I just can't wait to see everything that's going to happen and who's coming home victory, you know, with the trophy and the cash and everything, you know, and who's going to have bragging rights.
Baby. Everything ain't going to be like Chicago, okay, sweetie?
Nicole, somebody just from the chat room, someone named TJ Mizrahi, he said, can I tell you that it's on and popping because you cheating on him with a Herrera? I don't know what he mean, but he just said that's the message to you.
I got Herrera on fire, y'all. No, I mean, I just want to say that, you know, as of now, for me, Herrera's all the, like, you know, the hottest butch wings. I mean, they have the hottest, like, butch wings. I don't know what's going on with them, the Herreras have the nicest butch queens to me. And
are you serious?
Nicole, you got 1 minute to go.
Okay, well, everybody on the show, we have 1 minute to go, so we're going to have to get up out of here right exactly now. So to LaQuaz, y'all can all say goodbye, and if you can leave your address and where the ball is going to be, we'll be very grateful for everyone. Go ahead, Michi.
I just want to say good night, and I hope everyone, and I do mean everyone, come out and support the ball next weekend, and come, you know, come on your A game and come in fun and leave all this drama at home. That's all I got to say.
Caesar.
This is Caesar. I just want to thank y'all for having us on the show, and I'll see y'all next weekend.
I'm
ready to have
Dominique.
A ball.
Thank y'all for having us on the show. Once again, if you have anything you want to know, go to www.lavishlaquad.com, and we love all the girls because all the girls are cocked.
Rob, I'm Randy. You going?
Who?
15. Raymond, sorry.
Oh, Naira. That's who that
Naira.
Is.
Naira.
I would just like to thank everybody for all the love they've given us over the years, and we just hope everyone shows up so we can return to love.
Okay. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see y'all all in there. I'm 15.
Smooches, I'm out.
I am Mother Khan. I'll see you all back here Monday. And Kelly, take it out.
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure y'all do wrap it up and y'all practice safe sex because the life you save will be your own. Please do not forget to go out to the Rumble this weekend in St. Louis. Please do not forget to go out to the Rumble this Saturday in New York City. I'll see y'all all back here on Monday night for the recap show. Good night.